Eat my pagan ass, bitches.
Eat it!
No!
I just gotta stick this rod in the hole over here.
Ouch!
Bend over.
We're just having fun, people.
Eat it!
Now!
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
This is Luckylicious.
And this is Carmen Kickass.
And this is Eat My Pagan Ass, baby, episode number 14.
14,
honey.
All right.
We're slowly getting there. We're averaging more than one a month.
I thought it was more like one a year.
Today's February 19th, 2007. Yes. Of course, that theme song, all of you, I'm a big fan of it, and I just thought we should remind everyone that that is a song called Curse of the Phoenix by Schizo from their album Heavy Shit, which you can listen to and download from Magnatune.com. Magnatune.com. Free music, hookers. All right. That said, I want us to get right down to some listener emails.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were gone for a little while, right? We kind of disappeared.
But now we're back.
You went, you got your poon. I was going through relationship hell. Right? Now we're back. So we thought that we lost some of our listeners, but guess what? No.
Isn't that great?
They've all been out there listening.
I feel so good.
Just waiting for us. So let's get right down to it.
Thank you.
Thank you, honeys.
Yes.
All right. Well, of course, we have to start with
Fluffy.
Your favorite. Fluffy writes, "You guys are still as awesome as ever. And yes, I have been patiently waiting for the next cast." And he goes, "Lately, I've been tearing up a forum topic on a Facebook called Give Me One Logical Reason God Exists. And I'll give you a link to it, but I don't know if y'all can see it or not. And it is this very long-ass link, which we will go ahead and put up on the website. We'll include it in the info notes on the show here.
Yeah.
But it's trinityu.facebook.com, okay? Mm-hmm. He goes, "Thank you for your continued shout-outs. My heart lifts every time I hear you guys shout-out to the fans. I hope you both continue to benefit the world with love and wit. Best wishes, and I will write again soon. Your loyal, Fluffy kid."
Fluffy!
Thank you, honey. That means a lot.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Can you give one logical reason why God exists? Logical now.
Logical. Okay. Logical. Let's think of logic.
Witches aren't necessarily linear logical all the time, but half of our brain is, so there's got to be at least one logical reason.
Maybe because logic exists, so if logic didn't exist, there would be no God, because God created everything, supposedly, right? So he created logic.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that crazy?
One logical reason God exists from you.
Because there's a thing called logic.
What else we got here? We got Kissing the Chicken left us a live journal comment. Of course, you can all remember that you can go to our live journal, which is eatmypaganass.livejournal.com.
Mm-hmm.
We post our episodes and also occasionally a few messages, and folks talk back and forth to each other. You do have to create a free live journal account to read the posts. Well, not to read. Anyone can read, but if you want to post, you should create an account. You just make up shit.
Or just to even see it, you need an account.
No, to see it, it's not friends only. It's
public. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. But in the meantime, we are also in the process of creating our website, eatmypaganass.com.
No.
Yes.
We're gonna use that name?
What?
We're gonna use that name?
That's it, honey.
Yeah, okay.
It's under construction, and we have our good friend Thunderwing.
Thunderwing!
Up in the great snowy north. He's gonna help us out with that. As you know, he set up eatmypaganass.tk, which was a free website. But this time we decided that to buy our own website so that we could host our own MP3s, and that way we can create what are called enhanced podcasts. This current service that we're using now, Audio, I'm just going to give some techno blabble for a quick second, because I know there are other people
out there.
So for
those of you who want to get a drink or something and
that's
go
right.
to the bathroom,
go
do it
jerk
now.
Jerk off or something, I don't know, whatever.
Do it now.
But we use Audioblog right now, and it's a great service. It's great for syndicating, and you can do video and podcast, audio podcast. But you can't, I haven't figured out a way anyway to combine the both. So whenever I load pictures into the podcasts, they get stripped. So I thought we'd do better off hosting our own files somewhere on our own server. Mm-hmm. And that means we're going to be changing the feed address, but don't worry. We'll give you all notice when that happens, and we'll give you the new feed URL. And I'll also make sure to update all of the, as many feed URLs out there that I can remember. Most of them are syndicated, but some of you may access this podcast through different services. So let us know, actually. Send us an email and let us know how you get this podcast.
Right.
Do you get it
through iTunes? How did you find us?
Yeah. Do you get us through iTunes? Do you access us through the LiveJournal? I think we're on QPodder. We're on Podcast Alley, maybe. And there are a bunch of other there's tons of stuff out there. So just let us know how you listen, and mm-hmm. we'll make sure that we update that.
Because we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the big time. Up.
That's right, honey. Well, you know, it's cheaper, actually. Audioblog is $20 a month. And the other service that we're using now through DreamHost is averages out to $11 a month. So, hey.
Oh, well, look at that.
We're saving dollars, people. That way we could buy
more
booze.
That's the name of the game.
That's right, honey.
It won't cut into our drinking fund.
That's right. So anyway, back to listener emails. Kissing Chicken wrote to us, I'm on your ninth... Oh, keep up with the ass kicking. All right. I'm on your ninth podcast now. I know I'm behind, but I'm loving it. I'm an eclectic pagan, and I'm so appreciative of your guys' non-fluffy bunny Wiccan show. All right. Hey, nothing against Wiccans, right?
Well, the fluffy bunny stuff.
It's funny and educational. I sound like I'm learning sex ed here. Hey, some of our podcasts get a little, detailed on the sex and everything.
Oh, yeah. You should have seen the stuff that was deleted from the last cast, right?
An hour and a half of talking all about my... Because believe me, I could go on and on.
Yes, and it goes on and on.
But anyways, the information and insights the two of you are putting out on the table are wonderful. I share many similar beliefs, and I'm relieved to hear some others that I can relate to. Thank you so much, you beautiful fuckers.
Yeah.
Alicia.
All right, right. Alicia.
I love she ain't afraid to use that word. Fuckers. It's so Anglo-Saxon and powerful.
I like that word, fuckers.
We ain't afraid to beat around that bush, huh?
No, uh-uh.
Fuck, 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 fuck. What else we got here? We got, that's our buddy there.
If you guys want to ask any questions, if there's a topic you would like us to talk about, whatever, just let us know, right?
That's right. Phoenix Hawk, our buddy out there in Arizona.
Says,
yeah. Remember we were talking about Sedona in the last podcast?
Yeah.
Out there? It says, great to have you back, the podcast, that is. What? What are you saying? It's not great to have us back? No, I know he does want to see it. You should definitely come to Arizona. Be nice to meet you guys. Enjoy the cast. I liked Carmen's take on Tijuana.
It is a total pick.
It's a total pick. He says, I knew I like you for a reason. Total Wonder Woman fan here, too. I drugged my friend to go to the Women's Expo here in Phoenix to meet Linda Carter, a very cool woman, total soccer mom type.
Wow. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk, right?
I thought she was a big alcoholic.
It's possible.
At one point, she was, but it looks like now she's over it.
Now she's playing soccer.
Good for you, honey. Good for you.
All right, Linda.
I always think about these, Britney Spears. You saw how in the press now she's
shaved. What the hell? What in the world?
She shaved her head now, and there was all this image, her image is ruined and all
it's
this
It's been
bullshit.
Ruined.
The first time she drove with that kid in her lap, and then she was always drunk driving with Paris Hilton.
It made me laugh. Experts say you have to be an expert to know that her image is ruined. I wouldn't say it's ruined. It's changed.
It's changing.
It's not ruined.
She's not
She's
a
not
girl.
She's not 16.
Not yet a woman.
She's not a little
that
kid.
That movie was sad, but but my whole point was, it just got me thinking about what happens to people when they get, they become a super ego. Not a super ego, not in the Freudian sense of the word, but, they become so vested in their ego, and they imagine that they must, they're still people underneath that.
They believe all the hype. They believe
that's
their own
the first
press.
Thing. You can't believe what the press is telling you.
You know, I'm not comparing myself to Britney Spears or Linda Carter or anybody like that.
But
I never listened to our podcast.
I know you said that before.
I never listened to them. You know, I listened to the one from Cabo, maybe 10 minutes worth.
Yeah.
And I shut it off. Yeah. But that's just me. And I know a lot of recording artists do the same thing. They don't listen to.
Well, that's what I love about it, because I get to fuck your shit up with editing and all this shit. You don't know what I'm
making
you say.
I know, maybe I'm like a total fool. But that's what happens. You start to believe your own press and all this stuff, and you know, and you think you're bigger than life, and then when shit starts to happen, it's like, what's going on?
Well, I wonder what's going to happen now, like, with all, what is going on through her head? I just want to know, like, what's going through her head? When you get to that level of popularity, how do you, like, be a spiritual being?
You don't.
You hear, like, Madonna really gets into, like, you know, she dramatizes her spirituality, but she's a Leo, so I understand that. Like, you know, I put my spirituality on stage a little bit, too, but it's to help me understand. It's how I work through my own personal path.
And it's, you know, when you're so big.
Thank you, I am.
No, not you. So big, it's very hard for you to be an individual or who you are. So I got to give Madonna credit for even taking a spiritual path at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, people like Elvis, they do what they want and nobody says no, stop, or Michael Jackson, you know, so you believe that you are this thing that's bigger than life, but that's only because you have all these people
telling you. Basically, it's like a cult of personality that develops around you, right?
Yeah, and you have all these enablers around you.
Right.
Professional enablers, that's like, what they are.
Well, that's what happened to us, remember? All those people blowing smoke up our ass. And we had to walk away from our life of fame, and we assume these personalities now, Carmen, Kick-Ass, and like, nobody really knows who we are, but if they saw our real faces.
Oh my God, that's him.
But whatever, you know, that's our little secret. We're not going to tell you all. Some of you know, but...
You're famous, but you don't know it. Cat Stevens.
Oh, but, you know, I think, like, you always... The media loves to put these people up and on this, you know, just, like, shameless spotlight, I guess. And if it were you or me, or... That's not a good example, because we're famous. But, like, other people, you know, who were just not famous, went through, like, a little midlife crisis or whatever. That wouldn't wind up on the tabloids.
But you know what it is? It's gossip, but on a bigger scale.
Right.
Like
11th house
our circle of friends or whatever is this big. And if one of us goes through something, oh, did you hear about Lucky? Right. Did you hear about Carmen?
Right.
But when you're a celebrity.
It's just you and me calling each other up on the phone. We're only friends.
We're only friends. But when you're on a bigger scale, a worldwide scale, now the gossip intensifies.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I would handle that kind of bad press.
You'd be like...
Especially as a young girl. Maybe like when I was 19, 20. How old is Britney? 23, whatever.
Something like that.
I would have shot myself.
Yeah.
Really, I wouldn't be... Now I don't care. Right. I have a different reference point. Right. But somebody like her, I mean, she must be going through hell. Well, she's a bad mother. Right. She's a homewrecker.
Right. Every little mistake you make gets like blown up out of proportion, right?
Yeah.
And that's really got to take a toll on you. And some people say, well, you know what? That's the price you pay for fame. And yes, it is. It really is.
Yeah. I think if I was famous, though, I wouldn't be so reckless.
No.
Because I know people are watching me. So you have to be very careful.
You do have to make... It's a trade-off, you know?
Yeah.
You become a public image and people do look up to you.
And they're waiting for you to slip.
Right.
They love it.
Oh, my God.
They
like when the pagan tabloids always write up shit about us, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. You know, whatever. We're keeping our noses clean,
That's
people.
That's right.
But there is a, like, pagan, pagan story here, pagan theme. And that's, like, when, you know, like, deconstruction and the death cycle. And when I see something like Britney Spears shaving her hair off and acting all crazy, to me, that's, like, signaling that she's undergoing some sort of inner transformation.
Right, major.
She's in, like, the death throes, her ego death throes, and she's, like, going to retransform herself and
she's
come out
somewhere. Probably, like, in the tower car. She's living the tower.
Seriously.
Tower / devil, because it isn't an
I have an apartment in that tower.
What do you mean?
That's one of my residences. It always seems like I'm going to that tower shit. It just happens over and over again.
Yeah, she's like tower / devil, you know?
Yeah.
And then psychologically, shaving off your hair, it has something to do with shame. So you're shearing. It's a shame. It's a shame-based act.
You think
she's done, yeah.
I
used to know the reason. I love it when I used to know something.
Yeah, shit.
But I used to know something about when you shave off your hair, it has something to do with shame and you're shearing off You know.
Like you're ashamed or you have, isn't also like a humility thing? Like that's a spiritual practice.
Well, you know, and then you've been humbled. You know what I mean?
But
I fucked up and you shave off your hair.
I think as animal creatures, like hair is a really big deal.
Especially a woman, that's a crown and glory.
Women, right.
You know, so for her to shave off her hair like that, that's big. She's going through some shit.
She is. So let's send her some healing power.
Yeah.
Because I got to say, I like some of her
music.
Peace,
Brittany.
Okay?
I send you healing energy and love and light.
And, like, I wonder, like, it seems like Madonna has distanced herself from her. Because remember, they were, like, in bed together. She was, like, her protege.
Yeah.
Madonna adopted her
protege.
And
then she just kind of, like,
stepped away, right?
Yeah.
Or it seems that way. Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't know the whole story. But,
yeah.
I mean, Madonna hasn't called me lately. Or at least, I haven't been able to take her phone calls.
She stopped calling me, too, that bitch.
I love
After
Madonna.
She stole my song.
Did you know that it was one
Did
of my...
Did you see her in concert?
Yes.
Was that an amazing concert?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's
and I love
really
watching
performer.
Her play guitar.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. I was taken aback. Because, you know, like, people always diss her. And, like, oh, she's all, like, prefab. And people are mixing her up in the studio. And that's how she sounds so good. And she has no real talent. Yada, yada, yada. You know? But I gotta say, she got up on stage.
That concert was the bomb.
She got lessons from Sting,
mm-hmm.
how to play the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
She sang a cappella up there, just
mm-hmm.
her. And
mm-hmm.
she had that house riveted.
Yep.
Madison Square Garden, riveted. Thousands of people.
That was a great concert.
You and tell me that's not talent.
When she was rocking with that guitar,
yeah.
Oh my God, she was really getting down.
And then she gets up and dances.
Everything.
She's like 800 years old. You guys must be in the same cult of like eternal youth or something, right? Is that right? Does she
That's
go
why
to...
we stopped talking. She started stealing my victims, you know?
Mm.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's right. You're about due, aren't you?
Yeah. Look out, folks.
Last time, what was that, April? We were down in Cabo last year?
April or May?
No, it was the last time you drank the blood of a Mexican boy.
Yeah, so now it's coming up again.
Somebody I know is having a birthday.
Yoo-hoo.
Someone's a Pisces.
Woo-hoo.
I'm not going to say who. Hey, is it true that Pisces are romantics?
Yeah, to their detriment, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, they're very, what's the word, idealistic, and they, you know, sometimes they let...
What is that? Is there like Neptune energy
Neptune.
Or something?
Neptunian, definitely, yeah. Hmm. And Pisces is ruled by Neptune. Oh. Neptune and Jupiter.
Oh, hey, we got an email like months ago. Remember when we did that astrology, Pluto's plight? It was like number 9 or something we were doing. We had some factual information that was incorrect.
About remember that?
Saturn or something.
I think I may have given the wrong ruler to the wrong
right.
sign.
Right. Whatever though.
And I apologize.
Right,
but the guy was really upset.
Some guy, yeah.
God.
He was
pissed.
Yeah, I would have taken his, you know, thanks so much for, you know, whenever we always say all the time, like we don't claim to be experts because we're not.
Well, I do. No.
Well, in some areas.
No,
okay?
No, but if
like dildoology, you're an
Oh
expert.
Yeah, definitely.
PhD.
You know.
But when we do get something wrong, you know, don't be afraid to tell us. But when you tell us, you know, don't be an asshole about it.
Yeah, he was so mad.
Fucked up, you know. People don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he was like all insulting and all that.
Whatever.
And I don't even remember what I said wrong. I don't think he told us what I said wrong.
Oh, he did.
He just cursed us out.
Yeah, but whatever. So long ago.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, so Britney Spears, Madonna. I used to shave my head a lot, actually, back in college.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I have long
mm-hmm.
hair, curly hair, beautiful hair. Oh, Caldera 99 writes in, bitch in office. Remember we were like, bitch in office about Hillary Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I would vote for Carmen, though.
All right.
Are you a write-in candidate
Thank
for
you.
The 2008 presidential election?
In my high school.
Yeah. Bitch in office. No, seriously. I think Hillary can do it. I see her. She's you know, she's a Scorpio, and
mm-hmm.
she's adapting, and I'm very interested to see what happens over the next year and a half. You know, it'll be an interesting race. As long as it's not a fucking Republican, I can't do it with that shit. No more.
No more.
No more.
No mas.
I just want to know, like, how. I'm politics, whatever, but like, okay, so Democrats control the Senate now, but how are the Republicans able to prevent a debate about the war in Iraq and about pulling troops home? Like, what the fuck is that all about? We're not even going to talk about it. That's what the Republicans are saying. We're not going to talk about it. Next, let's talk about this fucking bullshit
over
here.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
I wish.
Then maybe the Democrats can have their own little forum and let them talk amongst each other about, you know, and then the Democrats will be the Republicans will be forced to step in.
Well, they're playing a stupid game.
All this misinformation,
no,
right?
You know what the stupid game is? The Republicans are saying, we're not going to talk about the war in Iraq. We're not going to talk about pulling troops out, which we need to do. Instead, we're just going to skip over this, and you Democrats want this war to end so badly, why don't you just cut funding off? You know, you have control of the financial committees, you and the appropriations committees. Why don't you just, we're going to cut off funding for the war, but you know what they're going to do then? They're going to position it that, oh, the Democrats are leaving our soldiers stranded without supplies and money and food and proper armor, and every death that happens now is because the Democrats want this bullshit.
Ain't that some shit?
People are dying over there because George Bush and the Republicans put them over there, even though millions of people marched in the street. Remember, I was one of them.
Yeah,
down your
there.
Street, practically. We were right here.
We were there, me, you.
We don't want this war. And George Bush thumbed his nose, you know, at all of us and said, we're just going to go ahead and do this. And now look at this fucking shit. Now all this shit's coming out about how back when the war started, they were like feeding the president. All this bullshit party line was like, oh, we're going to be out of Iraq in a few years. This is going to be like, nobody's going to die. It's going to be pretty picture. We're going to have democracy there. Bullshit. Now look at
the
situation.
Haven't more people died in Iraq than in... that were killed at the World Trade Center?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we passed that mark. Yeah.
You know, what's the point then?
No. You know, the point is money and power
and
oil and...
I don't have none of that.
A few privileged
people. I don't have any of that shit.
Yeah, me either. here's our prayer. Well, here's our prayer for world peace.
I send everybody love and light and hope that these people come to their fucking senses already, because
seriously,
I don't know. I don't know where the world is going.
Why don't people just wake up, put the guns down, and walk away?
Hmm.
You know?
And they'll think of another war.
Well, yeah, they will.
Let's get Hillary.
Hillary, bitch
Hillary.
In office. Yeah.
Bitch in office.
Anyway, well, she voted for the war too, so don't get me started on that. So when a
they're all full of shit. Every last one of them. I don't care.
Thunderwing says, oh my God.
Thunderwing.
He says, it's 12 a.m. I just came back from a 3-hour stay in a Korean restaurant.
Yum.
Best freaking soup ever.
Yep.
He needs to talk to Arcane.
Korean food is good.
I love Korean food. Yep.
Korean barbecue. Yum, yum.
Yo, gross.
You don't like it?
Well, I used to, but I don't
eat meat. Oh, you don't
eat meat,
I forgot, yeah.
Right? But there's still some good Korean food.
Kimchi.
My friend took me to, kimchi was good. I was really opposed to it at first, because I only had kimchi down here on this Japanese restaurant down over here. But no, this was in a Korean restaurant downtown that my friend took me to, and the food was just awesome. Awesome.
Little Korea has the best food. Oh, my God.
Hey, happy Lunar New Year, all those who celebrate that over in...
Is that Lunasa?
China and Korea and Asia and all that stuff.
That was...
People here. That was Lunar New Year this weekend.
Oh. Man, where have my head been?
I don't know, honey, but in the sake, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, I catch the last bus of the night only because it was 4 minutes late. I get home, sit down on my computer, and say to myself, man, I haven't heard from Lucky and Carmen in so long. So I decide to visit the site, and there's a new podcast!
Yay!
Oh, I almost missed this one, too. I think I'm going to stay up and listen to this one. P.S. Missed you guys. Hope Fluffy comes by. He did. All right.
Yay!
Awesome.
Our two favorite listeners.
This is from a listener called Issa Dis. And from the name, of course, I knew right away this was a heathen, because Issa is, you know, that's one of the runes.
The rune. Mm-hmm.
And Dis is like the female ancestor spirit, right?
So she goes, I thought she was Dis and Issa.
Great podcast, guys. I especially liked your thoughts on how most people find it easier to criticize than give an honest compliment, hence this comment.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And she has a great podcast. It is called The Ravencast. And you can look that up on iTunes. It's a heathen podcast, and she interviews a bunch of heathen people that I do know, actually. Honey, if you're listening, we do know a lot of the same people, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, Gay Wolf writes, Lucky Carmen, we need you. Encore. I'm all caught up. I'd love to hear more.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gay Wolf.
Well, we got some nice comments.
We
you
do
know?
Got some yeah. great comments. You
Thank
know,
you.
We haven't given shout outs
to like
the peeps.
I'm crying. I'm such a sad.
Pisces. Hopefully, we're going to get a chance to interview Gay Wolf. He has a website called gaywitch.net, and he is dedicated to just gay witches and that particular spiritual path. And so we're going to get more into that at some point down the road, I hope.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
That sounds cool. Gay witches.
Honey, I will
tell you. Wow, my fag haggery is going to be in full bloom. Mm-hmm. Gay witches.
You put your pink pointy hat on. Judith Kiss. Golly, hey, hook ass. I feel like we go way back. Dear Lucky and Carmen, I absolutely adore your show. It's hard not to crack up when I'm working. By the way, Lucky, you do some kind of song about making Barbie take a dirt nap so you could do Ken doll. No, I don't, but I wish I did.
Mm-hmm.
After hearing Badass Pagan Theater, I had to ask. That reminds us. We're
we
due
were
for
talking,
another episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for having a, how do I say this, non-Wiccan-specific show. I consider myself an eclectic pagan, but just can't float with the sheer tent dress wearing, speaking strictly in Proverbs, solemn are the Sabbaths, open mic crowd. I just can't.
I love it.
Anyway, oh, yeah. I can't wait for the new show. Hopefully I'll obtain the skills to make my own podcast one day. It would be a total thrill to hear my name mentioned on your show. A shout out if you will, won't you? Hugs, hugs, kisses. Lady Moonbeam Ravenstone.
Yeah, Ravenstone.
Just kidding. I'm Judith Kiss, you criminals.
Oh.
That was funny.
Judith Kiss.
Hugs, honey. Peace and light, love and fluffy, huggy, cotton candy, kissy, dreamy poo-poos for you, honey. May all bright
so
blessings
stupid.
Be your way.
But she's so right. You know, you go to their apartments or houses or whatever, and every nook and cranny is filled with pagan stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nothing wrong with that, but you know.
But not every nook and cranny, for goodness sakes.
Right.
You know, you live... In the city.
In the city. Well, so
well we
everybody.
Do. Not everybody does. Never mind.
All right. So that's it for
we'll go back to
our shout-outs to all you peeps. Thank you. You make the show. You know, we would do the show if you weren't here anyway, but you certainly make it a lot more fun to do. Right, Carmen?
No, and not only that. You know, we were away for so long. I said, oh, God, we lost everybody. But this proves that we didn't. And
that's
it
right.
gives us more reason to... To do it, you know.
They're like ticks. They don't let go.
No, that's cool.
Suck our blood.
No, I'm going to suck your blood. No, I think it's great that after that long-ass sabbatical that there are people like happy to see us back.
That's right. Well, hey, I'm happy to see us back, honey.
Yeah, me too.
So, Carmen, kick-ass.
Yes.
Tell me, have you read any good books lately?
Right now, I'm reading a... murder mystery. And
what's it about?
Figured
a Mexican
it out.
Boy in Cabo goes missing.
No, this place takes place in London.
Oh, have you been to London?
It's kind of a lame story, but I'm reading it anyway because it's an easy read.
You're synchronous. I found somebody left a book, Lonely Planet, London.
Really?
You ever read the Lonely Planet series?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have never read them, but I've heard good things about them. And
yeah.
So...
No, it's a good guidebook.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Yeah. Better than Spartacus. You ever heard of Spartacus?
No. Why are you laughing?
That's just all. That's a gay travel guide, I think. And that tells you where to go hook up, like where all the bathhouses are.
Oh, no,
are.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
serious.
Great. I love it.
Here's your guide to VD. You know? God.
Spartacus. That's a good name for it, too.
It is, honey. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot about sex and relationships, but should we get into that? I mean, it is still technically the month of Valentine's Day.
It is.
And we sort of talked about... Oh, we talked about that too much last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a broken fucking record, you know? I just need...
Lucky's
you know
going
though?
Through relationship trauma right now.
I am.
And it's...
But I feel
you're
good.
You're all right.
I feel good. I feel like I had my dark night of the heart. And I feel
whenever,
like I'm...
Look, whenever you feel like down and out, fucked up and ugh.
Yeah.
Just remember, this is just a, you know, a slowdown. It's like you're driving along in your car, right, and everything is cool.
Right.
All of a sudden, you hit traffic. You're like, fuck!
Oh, I know. And you're late
right.
for work already.
Yeah, so, you know, but eventually, you know, traffic starts to flow again, right?
Right.
It's like that with life. Like, everything is going, and all of a sudden, you hit some bump. You're like, fuck! And then you just ride it out, and you know, this'll... You know?
You know what, as you were saying that, you know what I was thinking? This is kind of... I have a very musical brain. And do you ever listen to, like, two... two things kind of going womp, 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 or something, and then like they're going at different periods, so one's going a little faster.
Right, and they need to sync.
They have that moment where they sync,
yeah,
and then they break up again. That's kind of like life, you know, because life is a series of cycles all happening simultaneously, right. And then sometimes they just like clash, and you find it sounds like you're like all that vibration hitting you at once, and suddenly you get stuck in this morass of like, because there's so much happening on so many levels in your brain. And this is my own fault, because I have not meditated in a long time, and this was like the time when I really should have just sat myself down and lit the incense, rung the bell, and just like owned myself back to like sanity. But I didn't. I just like got all caught up in my head and like had these little emotional nightmares.
You can't let it overtake you.
No, life is too short.
This is just a temporary roadblock or whatever. Either I go around it or I wait, but you know, I know what helps me is not necessarily
masturbation.
Well, that too. Contemplation.
Carmen, you queefed.
That wasn't me, that was you, you pig.
Contemplation, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like go over what it is and just have, you know, that seems to help.
Yeah.
You know, because we get so caught up in the bullshit that you let it take over. We're supposed to be in control. Mm. Again, using the analogy of the car, you're driving the car isn't driving you.
Right.
You know, right. And you don't have to. You change lanes.
Do you ever have those nightmares where you're behind the wheel of a car and then like it suddenly like starts driving itself, or you lose control of the wheel? And you ever have anything like that? I used to have those nightmares all the time.
I used to have nightmares where I would go on a really steep highway.
Yeah.
It was always a highway. And when I would get to, it was like a roller coaster. When I got to the top, I was like, oh no, and I'd make it.
Yeah. That's good.
Those driving.
I would like learn in my dreams. I would steer with my feet all the time. Isn't that weird? I seem to control things with my feet. Like when I'm flying in my dreams, it's always like where my feet are, or I'll lead like feet first.
Really?
Isn't that weird? Yeah. But like feet are the seat of emotion, right? That's the part of the body ruled by Pisces.
Yeah.
Maybe psychic powers too. Yeah.
Leading with your feet.
Fluffy.
I love dreaming of flying.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, damn, it was a dream. But you know what? While it was a dream, that was reality.
Yeah.
You know, so don't say, oh, it was only a dream, because for however long that dream lasted, that was your reality.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have good dreams like that, it's like when I have dreams of my mother.
Yeah.
That's so cool, because for that little while, we're hanging out. It happens.
But you know, who's to say that the dream that you're having isn't real? Like, there are a lot of Aboriginal cultures and shamanistic cultures embrace dreams as an alternate reality that's just as viable, and in fact cultivate techniques for entering dream states or trance states where they, you know, do soul retrieval or other types of journeying to consult with ancestors or all that great fun stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, like we just kind of let the dreams, you know, take us anywhere, but there are cultures and belief systems where you could control the dream, like lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
You know? But whenever I have these kinds of dreams, I'm like, hey, that was real. That was real to me.
Yeah.
So it's not any less fake than this reality. Because who's to say what this reality is?
Right.
We're just a bunch of blinking lights anyway, so.
Well, I think part of what helped me get over, like, my loneliness and heartache over the weekend was I've had a series of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And in these dreams, I have a lover. And it changes from time to time. Like, in one dream, it was a person that I knew, that I used to date. But I don't associate, oh, this is really that person. Like, I don't put significance on that. I wouldn't call that person up the next day and be like, oh, I had a dream about you and you're my lover. That means we should be together.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, it's just a representation,
right?
You know?
It could be a trait of that person that you like or whatever.
I think it was like their innocence and youthfulness that was central to the dream, the events in the dream, you know, and me like embracing him and protecting him. These are things that I like to do. And then I had another dream last night, and it was so nice. Like, I just woke up and felt like I was just with, I was with a younger guy, and he was wanted to have sex with this other guy there. And it was just totally cool. I was like totally mature, and I was like, well, we should talk about this. And I was, I'm having like these relationship dialogues in my head with people, yeah. but it's, these aren't real people, but I'm working stuff out somehow. And I wake up feeling like better and more confident about where I am right now. And being single is okay with me now all of a sudden. Like I feel like, oh,
these are dialogues that you're having with yourself. You know, Lucky, it's, these are aspects of people that's within you, and your dream is bringing forth this specific attribute, being okay with yourself and that kind of thing. And that's why you wake up feeling better.
Yeah.
You know?
I do feel like
you are having that inner dialogue with yourself that you need.
Yeah. I wake up with a greater sense of peace.
Mm-hmm. You write them down, you should write them down. Or write down what that means to
you. I should.
Yeah.
I used to keep dream journals. I'm so out of practice lately. It's so sad. And it shows all the crazy shit happening in my life. I should be better. Should.
But the thing is, it's like,
coulda, woulda, shoulda.
The things that are happening in your life are no crazier, quote, crazier, than happens in anybody's life. Right? What is so
special?
Different.
Nothing.
Right? So it's how you handle it. That's what you need to work on. How you deal
I'm
with
eating
the situation.
Some salty nuts right now.
Some more of this water.
We should talk more about dreams at some point. I think it's
Definitely.
A really fascinating subject.
I love dreams and dream work, and I love dreaming. You know, my favorite thing to do.
Is to sleep
and
on
dream.
Your ass. Well, that's okay, you know.
I love dreams.
I believe that as we dream.
Do you have a lot of nightmares?
No.
Yeah.
Almost never.
Yeah.
I used to have nightmares when I was a teenager, but.
Really?
Yeah, recurring too. Always like dark forces, very specific threats. Happening over, like, certain things happening to family members, things like that.
Wow.
And I always, like, am in these, like, battles with people, but I haven't had those for a long time.
Yeah, I haven't
I don't
had.
Have nightmares
Watch
anymore.
Me have a nightmare tonight. But
Can you
I haven't had a nightmare
soda?
In years.
Right?
You know, it's...
That's because my life is a nightmare. I don't need to dream one. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to go to work. What a nightmare! No, I'm kidding. I'm grateful. Putting it out there in the universe. I'm grateful, grateful. We talked about gratitude
don't
in the
say,
last podcast.
Don't say that you hate your job.
Right,
because
guess
what? The universe will bring you.
They'll be like, okay, here, we'll take your job away from you.
Yeah, because, you know, it doesn't know the difference.
They don't care. They're disembodied intelligences. They don't need to work for a living. And so they don't understand. They're just like, oh, you hate your job, okay.
Oh, okay, because you get what you... You get what you think about. You get what you believe in. So if you think and believe that your job sucks, guess what? It's going to suck even more.
Right. Well, that's what I was kind of leading toward when I was saying as we dream, we continue to co-create the universe around us.
Mm-hmm.
I think our dreams, we weave, you know? That what was that noise?
Yeah.
Oh, someone on the instant messenger.
Oh, I was going to say.
But God. Like... you know, in our waking consciousness, we make choices, and through our choices and decisions, we shape reality.
Yes.
And also, our intent shapes reality. But that process doesn't stop when you're unconscious and dreaming. Your brain is still active. Your soul is still in your body or traveling around, and you're still shaping the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why witches are no like we have certain hours. Of the day that, like, our powers peak, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 3 a.m., for instance, in the morning. Or, well, 12 o'clock at night. I don't know the exact hours, but...
I would
these
say
are,
more 3-ish.
Like, when most people... It's really different now in the city. It's difficult to sense in an urban environment because there's so much psychic back noise, white noise. People are on all kinds of sleep hours. Like, it's awake 24 hours a day. But when you're in a rural setting or a town, where most of the people sleep at the same time.
They're on the same schedule.
Right. They all are going into REM sleep around the same time and like dreaming around the same time. And that's the period where I feel if I'm awake and conscious, I can work magic because they're all dreaming. Mm-hmm. And I have a like more influence maybe over their dreams, and they're more receptive to the psychic energy that I'm putting out. And that in turn, like, they become generators of reality around me.
Yeah.
That's why I like to do my magic at night when most people are sleeping.
That's why I said around 3-ish. Yeah. Because, you know, midnight in New York City is like 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But 3 in the morning, you could hear one car pass by. I mean, it's very quiet to me.
Right.
You know,
and don't those cars going by almost sound like waves
of
the ocean?
But it's cool. I appreciate that car passing by.
Right.
For that reason, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really cool. To me, it's the right time. You know, and again, we used to say this earlier on, there are no rules. You know, what works for you. You listen to the rules, you listen to what other people have had to say, and then you go with what works for you. And that meaning with the time that you do your work, even your meditation, or not even magic. Maybe you're a writer. That's a good time to do your writing or your creative.
Yep.
Your creative work.
It's true. I do like to write at night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they always say that, you know, when you get into meditative practice or anything like that, you should always try to do it around the same time of day.
Yeah.
You know? And then that way you can find, and then experiment in the beginning to try different times of day.
You have to find your own cycle.
Yeah.
You know, what works for you.
Because your brain is influenced by all the light levels and the general ambiance, and you have to find the time that, works best for you.
You know, like some people, on a larger scale, some people like the winter. Some people like the summer. So on the same vein, some people like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. Some people like 2 a.m., you know, 2 p.m. or whatever. Uh-huh. So it's really what works for you.
Yeah.
And that changes too.
Yeah.
That changes as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because you keep changing.
Yep.
You know, the only thing that's constant is change.
Yeah, so. I started growing a tail, actually.
You did?
Yeah, I was doing all this animal shape-shifting
shit. I was wondering what that bump was.
Yeah, there's like this tail coming out of my ass now.
My God,
it's kind of hot, though.
It's kind of...
It's thick.
It does protrude.
Well,
I can
know.
See it, you know.
Hey, honey.
In your pants.
Hey, why don't we wrap this episode up? Why don't we do a tarot card?
Okay.
We haven't done a tarot card in a while, and now that we know that we've got all our friends out there listening again.
All two of them.
Oh, come on. There was like 10 people there.
Yeah, don't say that. Here I am talking about...
negativity.
About being positive and all that.
Okay.
We have a... Is there any way to find out how many people listen?
Well, we have to pay for that, but yeah, that's one of the things we can do with... That's also one of the reasons why I switched us over to DreamHost. We can get through FeedBurner, we can get tracking.
And like where they are, things like that?
Yeah, we'll see where their IP addresses are coming from and how many people are really downloading us. And yeah, it'll be useful information.
That'd be interesting.
We need to know the size of our army of minions. Because we don't want to plan for world domination if there's only 3 of you out there.
I know,
there.
Really.
Fuck that shit. We need several thousands at least. So tell your friends about Eat My Pagan Ass. So right. Carmen is shuffling her deck.
So what am I looking at here? What's the question?
Well, I don't know. Let's do a general, it's going to be a sword again. It always is a sword when we do this on the podcast, but.
Well, that's communication.
Oh, no. Mercury's retrograde. Ooh, Mercury's retrograde right now.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, we should talk about that for
I
a quick second.
I hope you people get to hear us.
Yeah. Well, no, this will happen. Yeah, we're going to hear this. I'm immune to Mercury retrograde sometimes.
Yeah, but we've already done the podcast. It's not launching for the first time.
Right.
That's one thing we have to make clear. Retrograde is for things that are new. Like if you want to buy a new car.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
But
don't start a new relationship. I've been telling you that.
But if you're doing something again, like if you're going to start a new book, not a good time. But if you're going to continue a book that you've already started and you put away, this is a very good time to start it.
This is a good time to go back over the stuff you've already written
right.
and edit it. And
things like that.
That's why I think it's been really good For me to look back over the past few years, my relationship choices and experiences, and kind of analyze that. That's what I'm using Mercury Retrograde for right now. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Really good to rethink, reevaluate.
Redo. Right. Reconsider. All those rewords. Rewind.
Retarded.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that Mercury Retrograde, you know, everything stops. That's not true.
No.
You know, it's a good time to go to the movies.
Go to the movies?
Yeah, because now you're taking a break from everything, so you go to the movies and get away from everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know. To me, all the retrograde periods are God's way of saying, take a break, take a vacation, because a lot of people are busy 24/7.
Right.
So retrograde periods are times to stop. You know?
Speaking of stopping, you need to put these nuts away from me. I'm going to fucking eat myself into a size 40 pants pretty soon.
You trying to lose weight?
Uh-huh. No, I don't need to lose weight, but...
Well, you're saying going into size 40 pants, you're going to lose weight?
Oh, snap.
Okay. So what do you want me to look at here?
Just do a general card. Pick the card that will offer the wisdom to the most people out there.
All right. This is what people should be considering until our next podcast. Okay? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You want to pick it? Take that one. All right.
Let's do this.
Unless we got a sword.
Hey! Finally, not a sword. Things are looking up.
The Hierophant.
That means don't listen to our bullshit. What we say is not gospel.
Well, it's talking about your, what's that word? See, this is what I hate when I can't think of words.
Influences.
Your,
role models.
Upbringing and how, you know, family, life, the way you see reality and your religion. How you connect with God, how you connect with a higher purpose. Because the Hierophant, it's like a yoke. So it's how you're connected with God. So
the Hierophant is related to the Devil card, isn't it? Aren't they like the same energy, but one's like the reverse of the other or something like that?
Well, they have the same stance with the hands up.
Yeah.
But the Devil card is really connected with
physical.
The lovers.
Oh, and lovers, yeah.
6 and 15. 15 is the Devil card, which reduces to 6. So those two cards are a match.
Excuse me.
So it's until the next podcast, you know, people are going to be thinking more about their spirituality, where they're going with that stuff, their upbringing, their value system, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's really interesting. Like for me personally, like I found a new podcast called The Unnamed Path by Reverend Hyperion, mm-hmm. and it's specifically for men who love men, and it's a spiritual path that addresses specific issues that men who love men face and taps into like the ancestors of men who love men mm-hmm. and there's specific magical practices and healing
practices. That's a very Hierophant thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's very interesting, but
so
I feel like I really
that.
Found something mm-hmm. New. And at first, like a few months ago, I would have shunned this off and I would have said, oh, that's, you know, I don't buy into that. I don't buy into separation by gender. So why would I buy into separation by sexuality? I think we could all. But I found that actually what I was doing was homogenizing everything mm-hmm. and forgetting that through differentiation, you can find new approaches and new perspectives on the age-old question of why are we all here? And being a gay man, I might as well look into it.
Right. It doesn't mean that you have to follow it for the rest of your life, but see what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Take what you like and throw away the rest.
Right.
You know, because this has to do with, you
know. Get laid in the process.
Evaluate this. You know, the Hierophant is the teacher, spiritual teachings, that kind of thing. So.
You're kind of a Hierophant.
I'm a Hierophant. No.
Oh, snap.
But,
Hierophant.
That's fucked up.
Well, hero means holy. Sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And fant means what? Disciple?
Elephant.
What's sycophant? Speaker? Phanos?
Sycophant is more like somebody who...
No, I know. I'm trying to find the root of fant. But
fant?
Whatever. Who cares?
Know.
whatever.
Again, I used to know the meaning of the word hierophant. Anybody out there knows the meaning of hierophant? I knew what it meant. I forgot.
Well,
I hate that. I'm so old that I forget shit that I used to know.
That's like, you know that movie, The Neverending Story?
Mm-hmm.
He goes to that turtle at the end of the world and says, you know, how do I defeat the nothing? And the turtle's like, we are so old. we don't care.
Really? Hierophant.
I'm going to read the Wikipedia definition of Hierophant. The role of the Hierophant in religion is to bring the congregants into the presence of that which is deemed holy. The word comes from ancient Greece, where it was constructed from the combination of Tahira, the holy,
Shakira.
And, no. Shakira, Tahira, Tahira. Here we go, but this is what I wanted to know. The holy, which is Hira, and Fenayan, to show.
Oh, okay.
So to show what
the holy way.
Yeah.
Show the holy way.
So who are the people in your life that are helping you on your path and who give you inspiration and guidance on becoming holy?
Me.
You.
Me, myself, and
not
I.
Not whole, H-O-L-E-Y,
oh!
Honey. H-O-L-Y.
Holy. No one at this right now.
All right, so.
Sorry to say.
This is also being Mercury retrograde. For those of you who have been on the path for a while, this is a good time to look back over the people who were guidance, who offered guidance for you and teaching, and reevaluate your relationship with them, think about what happened with them, and...
this is a good time to think of your spiritual connections and what you've been missing or what you've been getting out of it, but it's a good time for that.
Yeah.
The Hierophant. And this is a major arcana card, which is...
Big time.
Is a special card, and it means something to you. So if nothing is hitting you right off the bat, like me... I'm not thinking of anything right now. Think about it. The card wouldn't have come out for no reason.
Because you are a Hierophant, that's why. Hierophant. Yeah. Onkai Hookers.
Onkai, the sun.
She
oh,
just
nice.
Drew another one, the sun.
Very nice.
What happened to you? It'll, somebody drew on your cards?
I used to read on the show on TV. And when I didn't have anything to do, I would...
Oprah Winfrey.
And when I didn't have anything to do, I would circle the cards and some crazy meditative thing I did. These cards
oh, cool.
are these cards are all old.
Those are the ones your mother gave you, right?
Oh, no, I take care of those. They're all in right. a little bag.
Okay, hookers, that's it for this episode.
Think Hierophant.
Hierophant, look it up. Look up your
meditate
tarot cards.
On that card.
Meditate on that card. Pull it out. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Meditate on the card.
These are the things that we want you to walk away with today. Meditate.
What you want to do is stare at the card, just keep looking at it, close your eyes, and see that you could see the card in your vision, your screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when that fades away, open your eyes again, keep looking at it.
Or if you're someone who's out in a part of the world or who doesn't have guidance or a teacher right now, manifest that. Think about it. And, you know, there are teachers on the inner plane. And you can access them through meditation and your dreams. So let's remember our dreams, too. Let's write them all down. And let's get to work, people. Pagans, come on. We want to change the world, right? We're sick of bitching about it, right?
Exactly.
Let's change it. That's what we do. We're witches. We bend.
Oh, you know what?
What?
You don't have to change the world. Change yourself. Right? If you change yourself and your perception of the world will be a nicer place.
It will change.
It will change because you changed.
That's right. Do enough drugs and the world just looks...
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
She changes everything she touches.
That was said by Wayne Dwyer.
Everything she touches
my man.
Changes. Okay, hookers, peace out. This is episode number 14 of Eat My Pagan Ass.
Bye, everybody.
We'll see you soon. Send us email. Email us. Oh, you can email us now at new. We have new email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
You can still email eatmypaganass@gmail.com, but you can also email lucky@eatmypaganass.com and carmen@eatmypaganass.com.
Or CarmenKickass@gmail.com.
Or CarmenKickass@gmail.com.
One word, CarmenKickass.
We're giving them too many options, but pagans like options. We check it all, hookers. Okay, love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Till next time.
Played it.